surely.
George's last communication to dispatch was 14, I'm 7. This is Unit 14, I'm out of service. I logged it, looked up at the clock to note the time. It was 2:23 p.m. I remember that well, just as I remember Huddy standing beside me, giving my shoulder a little squeeze, trying to tell me George and the kids would be all right, without coming right out and saying it, I suppose. 2:23 p.m., that's when all hell broke loose. And I mean that as literally as anyone ever has. Mr. Dillon started barking. Not his deep-throated bark, the one he usually saved for deer who scouted out our back field or the raccoons that dared come sniffing around the stoop, but a series of high, yarking yips I had never heard before. It was as if he'd run himself into something sharp and couldn't get free. "What the hell?" Huddy said. Dee took 5 or 6 stiff, backing steps away from the screen door, looking sort of like a rodeo horse in a calf-roping event. I think I knew what was going to happen next, and I think Huddy did too, but neither of us could believe it. Even if we had believed it, we couldn't have stopped him. Sweet as he was, I think Mr. Dillon would have bitten us if we'd tried. He was still letting out those yipping, hurt little barks, and foam had started to splatter from the corners of his mouth. I remember reflected light dazzling into my eyes just then. I blinked, and the light ran away from me down the length of the wall. That was Unit 6, Eddie and George coming in with their suspect, but I hardly registered that at all. I was looking at Mr. Dillon. He ran at the screen door, and once he was rolling, he never hesitated, never even slowed, just dropped his head and broke on through to the other side, tearing the door out of its latch and pulling it after him, even as he went through, still voicing barks that were almost like screams. At the same time, I smelled something very strong. Seawater and decayed vegetable matter. There came a howl of brakes and rubber, the blast of a horn, and someone yelling, "Watch out! Watch out!" Huddy ran for the door, and I followed him.